I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Here we go again with another episode of Sean Hammer, and today we will be going through the Gremlin section of the Broken Promises book. But first, let's talk about what I have or have not been doing since the last time you heard me. I apologize for that last podcast being so fucking loud. Well, let's start there. I'll try to do a little bit better next time. Or this time. Let's see, I played some HeroClix games. I did do a Halloween game. I know I said I was going to do a Halloween podcast, but I got sick, and I didn't feel like recording. So, that's that. But, I did a Halloween game and stuff like that. I played, I think it was 500 points. I played Abraham Lincoln, the zombie Abraham Lincoln, four Shamblers, four Zuvombies, and the rest of the points, I think it was 10, just regular zombies from the HeroClix or whatever, the new set that came out, the little baby set. It's pretty cool. I think I missed the mark on a lot of it. I did pull a lot of wind, but Abraham Lincoln was pretty badass. I found out the biggest threat to a zombie horde is the new Enchantress, who can just move all your guys one square away. And with a whole army of, let's see, 4, 8, 10, you know, 20 plus zombies, and moving them one square with that Enchantress is pretty damn devastating from the Mighty Thor set. I did see the new Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok. It was pretty good. It's a lot better than The Dark World. I've been gluing together some Blood Bowl, getting them ready to paint. Actually, I put together the orcs from the Blood Bowl main set. I painted them some yellow. I'm going to go through and do the dip processed with army painter paint, doing the yellow, going through painting silver and a green, and using the dip on them, and that's about all I'm gonna call it that. And I'll pull some pictures up, maybe do a little tutorial. I don't know how that would work out on voice, but shit, it is what it is. Tomorrow we'll be playing. I'll be playing my wife in Malifaux finally. She'll be playing the Victorias, and I think I'm going to start with just the henchmen. Get her used to the game, build her up slowly, because, I mean, it can be a lot if you're not a gamer, but you do have interest. It could be a lot to jump in with somebody who's overzealous and wants to go through and play a complete game, but we'll do a small baby game. I'm thinking three Ronin, maybe a student Conflux, or whatever her name is, Hannah, or Vanessa. I end up playing Mortimer and couple Guilty, because those are the crews that we're going to play for Adepticon, if we can make it this year. What else have I been doing? That is about it. Painted a few Klingon ships, putting some inks and adding some red on some Birds of Prey for the HeroClix Star Trek. That's about it. You know, holidays came, grandbabies came over, worked, crap like that. So really not too, not really, not too much of a lot, but it is what it is, you know. It's life. Let's go ahead and get started here. We're going through the Gremlins. Alright, first up, we have a guy that looks like a Gremlin, Dr. Evil / Megamind. This guy is the Big Brain, or Big Brain Bren. The Big Brain Bren. He's got big old friggin' head like Megamind, his evil-looking gremlin stroking in his white little outfit, stroking a naked mole rat. So, it's pretty cool looking. Looks a little bit more like Mars Attacks, rather than Gremlin. He's a cost of 7 with a 6 cash. He's henchman, living rare 1. He's gremlin kin, so he's going to have some synergy with Ophelia and her crew. He's got defense willpower, and with the willpower, it is built in with Withering Glare. After this model succeeds against an enemy model, the attacking model must discard a card or be pushed 3 inches away from this model. So it's just like giving you the stink eye or whatever. He's got, you knew you were going to do that. It gives him, after a model within 6 inch aura declares a trigger, this model may discard a card to cancel the declared trigger before it is resolved. So that's pretty damaging, especially if you're going in there for, you know, one of the triggers that will initiate another attack or push you, you know. Most triggers usually are pretty good, so let's go there. He's got pick on someone your own size, or pick on someone your own brain size. Whenever a friendly model fails a weapon willpower duel caused by an enemy model within 6-inch aura, this enemy model must discard a card or suffer 1 damage. So, dealing with a little bit of the, you know, the willpower going on there. For attack actions, he's got Biting Insult. It'll be doing 2, 3, 4 damage with 1 trigger that's not built in, but with a tome using the big words. After damaging, the target gains the following condition until this model is killed or sacrificed. You can make them insignificant. So, this is pretty detrimental of a trigger to put on there, because making somebody insignificant can really change the whole game, especially if you're using them as a scheme runner or something like that, you know. So he's got Sober You Up. Remove 1 condition from a target model. If the target is a friendly model, it gains the following condition to end of its activation. Next activation. Clear-headed. This model does not suffer the negative modifiers to duels except from cover. So that's pretty cool. Get rid of some conditions. Nothing is wrong with putting out some poison and some burning. That's all I'm going to say. He's got, for tactical actions, 2-0 actions. One's calculate the possibilities. This will allow you to look at the 3 top cards of your fate deck and put them back in any order. So it's kind of like ponder and magic. And with a tome, which he doesn't have a built-in tome, but carry the 1. After succeeding, you may discard 1 or more of these cards. So if you don't want the card, you can throw them in your discard pile and get them rid of them, so you don't really have to worry about them on a flip. And the other 0 action, he's got the same thing we always do. So this is kind of really like Megamind, you know, with his fight with Metro Man and stuff like that, I guess. Target friendly minion mono with the gremlin characteristics and printed willpower of 4 or less gains reactivate. You may discard a scheme marker within 3 inches of the target. If you do, sacrifice the target at the end of their turn. Oh, if you do not sacrifice the model. Okay, so you can make them reactivate. If you don't discard the scheme marker, you have to sacrifice the model. So this guy, he's gremlins. I'm going to buy him. I don't know really what else to say but that. So, yeah. Okay, next up we have Galtrax Bulker. I don't know if I probably butchered that insanely a lot, but this guy here, he's let's see, both of these guys are on 30mm bases because they're gremlins for the most part. He's an enforcer, living, rare 3, gremlin, defense 5, 6 willpower, 7 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 1. He's got the Spirits Hate Him. After an enemy model resolves an action that targeted this model, the enemy model gains the following condition to end of turn. Spiritual Curse. Enemy gremlin models get a plus to cast actions targeting that model. He's got a defense trigger, but you're going to need a mask, and this is not built in. Unearthly Squeal. After this model is damaged by an attack action, the attacking model may place a scheme marker friendly to the crew and base contact with itself. If it does not, it suffers 1 damage. Okay, a lot of scheme marker dropping with the characters in this book, and not bad at all. Attack actions, he's got Call to the Beyond. This will, targets will suffer 1, 2, 3 damage and gains the following condition to end of turn. Spiritual Curse. enemy gremlin models, get a plus to cast action, we just win that. With a tome, you get to grab by the spirits, on the model gains slow, and with a tome, appease the spirits, after succeeding against the target with the spiritual curse condition, in the condition to draw a card. So it allows you, you know, the god gave you this, and I'm going to end it for you, and I'm going to draw a card, so that's pretty good. Tactical actions for two, spiritual possession. Target a minion, swamp fiend, or friendly. Minion, swamp fiend, or enforcer, swamp fiend, gains reactivate. The action may only be taken once per turn. And spiritual healing with a ram. After succeeding, the target heals 2 damage. I like reactivating, especially with gremlins. It's fun. Gremlins and pigs. That's all I'm saying. Really good. Sends you to the other world. Target other friendly minion or enforcer model gains following condition to end of turn. Faded. After this model suffers damage from enemy model, reduce the damage to 0. Then end this condition. With a crow, after succeeding, friendly minion or enforcer within 3 inches target gains a faded condition to end the turn. With a tome, it's astral projection. After succeeding against a swamp fiend, you may immediately take the spiritual possession action targeting that model. This guy looks like a little Indian witch doctor. Not really fond of him. Well, we'll see where it goes when he comes out. Alright, up next we have the Flying Piglet. Well, I love pigs. And what's better than a pig is a flying one. It's kind of a noxious looking thing. It's an undead peon, flying piglet. So some cost of 4. The motto itself is a rotting pig with glowing innards with crow wings. Pretty cool. It's got 4 defense, 4 willpower, 5 walk, 5 wounds, 7 charge, height 1. It's got a diving charge. That means that this model may declare a charge action when it's engaged with... when it's engaged, it may ignore intervening models and terrain when it takes a charge action. Well, it's got wings, so that's what you get. Next up, pig charge. This model may perform their 2 charge action as 1 action. Stitch down some wings. When a friendly model summons a stuffed piglet, it may instead summon this model. This model suffers 2 damage when summoned in this way. So this means that probably I should get a taxidermist and mess around with that. I have not yet bought that one, that box set. And I like my pigs, and I love, this, unfortunately, these guys are insignificant. Their attack actions are drop bowels, which is 1, 2, 3 damage, and target gains poison 1 condition. And you have to declare a trigger if able. With a mask, it's bowled over. After succeeding, push the target 4 inches away from this model. Then push this model base to contact with the target. With a crow, it's gobble up. After succeeding, discard a scheme marker within 2 inches of the target. Sorry, I was yawning there. It's got jaw-dropping amazement, which gives out target, gains the soul condition. And if you throw a mask in there, it says do a barrel roll. Push his model up to 2 inches in any direction. So, I mean, you're... I don't know. Distraction. Flying pigs. They could do that, I guess, right? Let's see. Next up, we have tactical action. Dinner to go. This model suffers 2 damage. Then, if this model is still in play, place the scheme marker in base contact with this model. Nice little, even though it's insignificant, it could put a scheme marker by taking wounds to itself. So, I don't know. Not too bad near in-game. Maybe if you need that extra ski marker place there, catch you pulling off guard. It's pretty cool looking. Excuse me. Next up, we have a Wrassler. These guys are a little bit smaller than Macho Rocha by a lot. But they are Gremlins, Living Minion. Soulstone costs 5 with a 5 defense, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 1. These guys have diving charge, same as the flying piglet. It's got tap out. If this model suffers 3 or more damage from a single enemy action, it gains the following condition to end of turn. Tapped out. This model may not be targeted by enemy models. So, it gets you some staying power. You take half your wounds, like from Lady J or something. You're like, oh, no, I don't. You can't do it. Can't harm them no more. So, that's pretty cool. is it going to hit you with anything? must return when this model declares a charge action or end of its movement granted by a charge. It may discard a scheme, corpse, or scrap marker based contact with itself. If it does so, its attack actions, but not its triggers, deal +1 damage into the end of the model activation. So it's kind of coming out with a, you know, with that chair, well, whatever. It's got the Rowdy Grapple as an attack action, so giving out 2, 3, 5 damage. With a ram, it's got Submission Hold. When dealing severe damage, you may choose to do no damage and paralyze the target. Sometimes that's better than just doing severe damage, sometimes, right? It's got Tag Team, next attack action. This action may only be taken if the target is within engagement range of at least one or more friendly models. The target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage. And with a mask, trigger from behind. After succeeding, target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage. It's got a tactical action, give him a shove, push target model 3 inches in any direction. So you got yourself a little bully model that's going to come through, push you around, do a little bit, little hits here and there. When you start to do real damage back to it, it can stop that. I don't know, it's kind of cool. I mean, Gremlin wrestlers are pretty entertaining looking. That's all I got to say. Next up we have, I'm going to go ahead, and we got the Bayou Smuggler. Now this is pretty cool looking model if it comes out like this. It's a human on big stilts and ore, so it can wade through the bayous. So, it's a Bayou Smuggler. Minion, living, mercenary, so mercenary status, anyone can take it. It's got 5 defense, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. Should be height 3 because they're actually kind of tall, but it's got abilities of smuggled goods. After this model completes a walk action, place an enemy ski marker it came in base contact with during that walk action into base contact with this model. So, moving ski markers around, for all intents and purposes, to screw up your opponents is always good. It's got barter economy. After using a soulstone to draw a card, during the draw phase, you may discard an additional card to gain a soulstone. So, that's really good. Buy low, sell high. If this model is in a duel with an enemy model that cheats fate, draw a card after resolving the current action. Well, it's Malifaux and everyone's going to be cheating fate, so you might as well get some extra cards in your hands. It's got a paddle for an attack action, doing 2, 3, 4 damage with a range of 3. Row, with a mask trigger. After succeeding, push this model up to 3 inches any direction. His next attack action is the swap. Target an enemy model, discards card. Then resolve the following effect based on the value of the discarded card. A 0 is considered to be even. After resolving this action, the target draws a card. Evens, this model draws 1 card or 2 if gremlins are your declared faction. Odd, place an enemy scheme marker in base contact with the target, then place the target in base contact with this model. Once complete, place the model in the base contact with the place enemy scheme marker. So, the swap. That's exactly what that is. It's awfully wordy. Tactical action. They have 1. Sheets Creek. Up Sheets Creek. Discard all corpse, scrap, and scheme markers within range, and this will be a 3-inch pulse. Discard a card for each discarded marker. This action cannot be taken if you have no cards in your hand. And if you throw a ram on the trigger, but I got a paddle. Choose either corpse markers, scrap markers, or ski markers. That type of marker is not discarded. So, pretty nifty model. I think it looks cool, and it's a lot of modeling possibilities, especially if you're using water effects. It would be really cool. I guess I would like to see Swamp Fiend for some odd reason as a keyword, but it doesn't, so no sense whining about it, huh? Next up, we have the Gremlin Crier. This picture of this is a little gremlin, kind of like a Napoleonic outfit, swinging a big bell, looking like a goblin fanatic from Warhammer. 7 cost, Gremlin, living, enforcer. It's got 5 defense, 6 willpower, 6 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 1. It's got overexcited. When a friendly model within 3 inches aura of one or more models with this ability discards one or more cards as a result of a friendly ability or action. This model may suffer one damage, draw a card. If this model's controller has six or more cards in the hand after resolving this ability, this model suffers an additional plus one damage. It's got highest authority. When targeted with an attack action, this model may discard a card to make an attack flip suffer one. Okay. It's got done with this. When this model is killed, summon a Bayou Gremlin in a base contact with this model before it's removed from play. So, he's quitting his job. He's done. He's done being the Gremlin Crier, and he's a regular Bayou Gremlin afterwards. He's got inconsistent ringing is for its attack action, dealing 1-3-5 damage, and the flip receives a plus if you have more cards in your hand than the opponent, which, well, you should. Hear ye, hear me. Target is pushed its walk towards this model. If it ends its push in base contact with this model, the target suffers 2-3-4 damage. And if you got a ram in there, it's respect my authority trigger. After damaging target gains the following condition to end of its next activation. Confused but informed. This model suffers negative on all of its attack flips against enforcer models. It's got two tactical actions. One is one action, one is a zero. This guy here is also on 30s millimeter base, so is a Bayou smuggler. But it's got Gremlin bureaucracy is the worst bureaucracy. This model gains the following condition to start of its next activation. This makes no sense. Enemy models within 3-inch aura and any conditions other than this makes no sense on those models are ignored when scoring strategies and schemes. This model cannot be moved, pushed, or placed. Zero action, spreading the good news, discard any number of cards. This model may heal damage equal to the number of cards discarded. So, not too bad. I mean, not bad at all, I guess, you know. Heal up. You always want to keep something on the board. I don't know if I'll utilize this guy too much. Probably will do the pigs, so I gotta buy a taxidermist. And we'll go over them one day, too. Alright, as for upgrades. First up, we have Ophelia. A 2-upgrade metal line coat. If this model is discarded with the Plink ability, it prevents 2 damage instead of 1. And this model gains the following ability, Instinctual. This model may take 2-0 actions during its activation, so as long as they're both different. damage prevention is always good, and Instinctual is really nice because I like using multiple 0 actions, so it is a good upgrade. I don't know about 2 soul stones, though, with her other upgrades. But next up, we have the Useless Junk. This model gains the following ability. Wait, this isn't a gun. When this model discards another upgrade, place a 30mm trash marker anywhere in this model's line of sight. Then, other friendly kin gain the following abilities. At the beginning of this model's activation, this model may push up to 6 inches towards a trash marker in this line of sight. If this model comes into base contact with the trash marker, it heals 2 damage and places a scheme marker in base contact with itself. After the push, discard the trash marker, whether or not this model came into base contact with it. Scheme markers, man, it's all about the stuff. I'll probably use that one. I'm having a hard time thinking about really what I like to do right now with it, but I think it could come in handy. Next up, we have Summer Teeth Jones. Don't play him. I told you there's a master from each faction I really don't like, and Summer Teeth is the Gremlin Master I do not like. But he gains the following ability. Higher proof. Potent Shine. When a friendly model in line of sight uses the Drunk and Reckless ability, it gains the following condition to end of turn. Sloshed. It gains a plus one at shooting and may not declare triggers. I guess it's a thing for him, is the whole drinking thing. I don't know. Next up we have Insectophile. This model's pig prouder action gets the following trigger. Twitching and bloody with a crow. After killing a target, summon a skeeter in base contact with it. Before removing play, if there is a friendly non-skeeter totem in play, sacrifice it. So, he can summon skeeter, so I like summoning. I guess that's good. Next up, we have Ulix, my favorite Gremlin Master as of right now. First one is Pig Midwife. The model gains the following abilities. Midwifery. Friendly living pig models do not become slow when summoned within 3 inches of this model. Well, 3 inch aura. And he's got the Circle of Life. If a friendly living pig model is killed or sacrificed with an 8 inch aura of another friendly pig within 3 inches of the killed or sacrificed pig, may heal 2 damage. That's wordy, but it gives a little bit of a heal for your pigs and makes the ones that you summon not slow, so. So that's a good. He's got Throw Your Voice. This model gains the following attack action. Disembodied Sui. It's a range 8. Target a non-pig model within range. Friendly pigs within 6-inch pulse of the target may push their charge directly towards the target. You may choose one friendly pig that's pushed at least 1 inch and into their base contact with the target to take one melee action against the target. I like out-of-turn actions, especially with my pigs, so I gotta say it's a pretty cute little idea. So it's pretty cool. Next up, we have the Brewmaster. His upgrades. I also got those little like raccoon things not too long ago. I got to put them together. I kind of liking the way my Brewmaster crew is looking with the fermented river monks and the drunken gremlins and everything with it. So I'll get them on the table one day. But he's got for 2 soulstone. A barkeep never sleeps. His model gains the following ability: alcohol poisoning. Enemy models with a 6-inch aura of one or more models with this ability that suffer damage from poison conditions suffer an additional 2 damage from the poison condition. And the Brewmaster is all about poisoning you and watching you just slip away into drunkenness. Simple as that. This model gains the following tactical action. Weasley, get back to work. If there are no friendly totems in place, summon a friendly apprentice Weasley in a base contact with this model to discard this upgrade. Hey. I like it. I don't know. I like the synergy with the Weasley and the Brewmaster and summoning one in case he gets killed. That's always good. A friendly ear. This model gains the following ability: Friend of a Drunkards. When targeting a model with the poison condition with action, this model adds a plus mess to the final dual total. And this model gains the following tactical action: Explosive Mixtures. It's a range of 3. Every enemy models within range must pass the 12 target number 12 walk duel, suffer 2 damage. So, Brewmaster does have a lot of direct damage anything, so doing something that will force the opponent to take damage is, pretty recommended. Alright, next up we got Ma Tucket, Pit Traps. Here we go again with the extra markers putting out things. But she'll gain this following ability, Pit Traps. After both crews have deployed, place up to 3 30mm height 0 pit trap markers anywhere on the board, not in the deployment zone, and not within 3 inches of another marker or model. Whew. Enemy models which begin their activation with 3 inch aura of one or more of these pit trap markers must discard a card or become slow. Enemy models in base contact with a pit trap marker may take one interact action to remove the marker. This model gains the following tactical action: dig a new trap. Discard a card, place a 30mm trap marker in base contact with a model that's more than 3 inches away from another model or another, and you can't take this while you're engaged. Let's see. She's got Manifest Destiny, which gives her the following abilities. Friendly models in this crew with the Get Off My Land ability, may use the ability after determined initiative every turn instead of just the first turn. Additionally, when friendly models with the Get Off My Land ability on their second turn or later, they may cross the center line during this push. Okay, let me finish this one. I'll go on to this one. Mono knows best. When every model discards a card outside of duel, you draw a card. And Bigger Spoon, this model's melee actions basically gain a +1 range. I love Get Off My Land. Unfortunately, you're going to not have a lot of cards in your deck. I mean, in your hand, because you're going to be discarding them for that ability. But the extra push that you can do, especially if you can cross the center line now with that on future turns, I like it. I'm very positively going to play this. Next up, we have Wong. He's got Sparkly Lights. gains the following ability. Something's happening. Enemy models may not remove the magical condition from friendly models. Friendly models with a magical condition gain the following abilities. Don't mind me, so it can take interact actions while it's engaged. And agility. This model is immune to disengaging strikes. Not bad. I mean, poor old gremlins, they need something to get away from those big bad people, earth folk with their stuff. He's got to behold my ever-essence. I think I said that right. This model gains the following tactical action. 3. Here we go. This model may take a 1 lightning jump action against every enemy models within the range of line of sight. These actions do not randomize their targets when shooting into an engagement. It's pretty harsh, man. And ooh-ah! I don't know. It's one action. This action can only be taken once per turn. Flip a card for every model within 6-inch pulse. Resolve the following effect based on the suit flipped. Ram, model heals 1 damage. Tome, the model takes 1 interact action to place a ski marker in the base contact, if able. Mask, this model pushes 3 inches towards the edge of the opponent's choice. Or Crow, model suffers 1 damage. Pretty fun. I mean, let's be honest with you. Gremlins, they work fantastically, or they fail fantastically. So, anything that adds a little bit more chaos in your group, I like it. Alrighty, next up we have Zip. Zip has got 2 new upgrades. It gives him the following ability, drop supplies on my position, which is once per turn. After this model completes a walk action, you may flip a card, which can't be cheated, and resolve the effects based on the suit. With the Ram, Cascade of Lit Dynamite, place the blast marker within 2 inches of this model. Every model touching the marker suffers 1 damage. With a Tome, more pianos, with a question mark, place a 50mm height 2 blocking impassable piano marker within 1 inch of this model, touching any other models, not touching any other models or markers. A model may take a 1 interact action while it's in base contact with the piano marker to discard it. Huh, with a Mask, place a ski marker in base contact with this model. With a Crow, sorry boss, push this model up to 2 inches. And if you flip a Joker of any color, flip 2 more cards and resolve both. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played Zip yet. I got him because I thought he looked cool. I haven't figured out what I'm doing with his bases of his crew yet, but I will play them eventually, and I will get back to everyone about I'll try the new upgrades. He's got the Dread Pirate Zip as his other one. Gains the following tactical action. I'm not the Dread Pirate Zip. You can summon a Bayou Gremlin in base contact with this model, then bury this model. At the end of the turn, unbury the model in base contact with the friendly Bayou Gremlin, then sacrifice the Bayou Gremlin. So he's like, poof, 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 you know, next one, he's got while the friendly Zip is buried, friendly Bayou Gremlins gain the following attack actions. I'm a spotter. Wait, no, that's not it. It's, target gains the following condition to start the next activation. Mood swing. When this model's controller has the opportunity to activate a model, the opponent may choose for this model to activate instead. So I'm not really sure about that one there. I guess there's got to be circumstantial. We got to remember that Zip is, in fact, a insignificant master, so he can't really be interacting or placing scheme markers. So we've got to just really find his place in the world, and maybe these upgrades will help him. Last and not least, we have the Emissary of Fates upgrade. It can only be taken if Zip is your crew. And as crew's leader, this model gains the following abilities. Trample. This model may move through Height 1 and Height 2 models during any move or push. Death Wheel. Once per activation, after this model completes a move or push activation, any models it moves through using Trample must pass the target 12 walk duel or suffer 2 damage. And this model gains the following tactical action, Woody Banter. Until the end of the turn, while this model has line of sight to friendly leader, enemy models cannot declare interact actions while within 4 inches of this model. Now, of all the emissaries, this is the one that sparks my interest most because, well, for 1, it's a gremlin. 2, it's a big death wheel being powered by a pig. So, I'm going to try this one out. The model-wise, I think it's going to be pretty sweet. Well, that's it for the Gremlin section of that book. We only have Outcast left, and we'll go on to figure out what else we're going to talk about later on. But we will be going over, probably do a digital recording of mine and my wife's games, game of Malifaux, teaching her, get her thoughts about what she thought afterwards, and maybe we'll make a whole podcast of that. I'll tell you about the table I built, scenery we used, and tell you how everything went. And looking forward to that. Tomorrow is when we're going to do the game, so the podcast should be out pretty soon. You got any questions, concerns, comments, bitches, gripes, or compliments, send them to SeanHammer@yahoo.com. Please check out my Facebook page. I post a lot of my pictures I paint of everything on there, and I like to have some followers, so it's pretty cool, if you would. And I'm thinking I'll leave you with that, and remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Darkness, you're leaving.